Well, dear friends, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it's happening, isn't it? There's trees, Christmas trees. They're going to be more decorated as we go on, by the way. There's snow. Did you guys notice any snow this morning? All right, maybe you noticed some snow. You're starting to see more decorations around. Maybe you did a fair amount of Christmas shopping on Friday for some reason, maybe, right? You fired up the old Amazon app, right? It's kind of beginning to look like Christmas, isn't it? And there's a whole lot of preparation happening. But before we get to Christmas, we have this season of Advent. Advent is an important season, and by the way, it's one of my favorite seasons of the church year. I think it's so special and it's so wonderful, the hope and the waiting that we have during this season. But Advent is a season of preparation. What are we preparing for? Well, Matthew, the reading from Matthew 21 we had this morning, felt a little bit out of place, didn't it? It's a triumphal entry, and that's usually the focus in the reading that we have for Palm Sunday. Well, we're not celebrating Easter next Sunday, but it's a good way to begin the season of Advent because it kind of sets the tone, and it shows us what to prepare for. Now, when Matthew gives us the story of the triumphal entry, Jesus going into Jerusalem, and you know what would happen later on that week after he went into Jerusalem is that he would go to the cross, right? When Matthew gives us that story of the triumphal entry, he quotes Zechariah. So this is Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Zechariah 9, verse 9 says this, "Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey." I think when Matthew quotes Zechariah, he's preparing us. And so there's two words that Matthew would have for you from Zechariah this morning. Two words. The first word is announcement. Announcement. The king is coming. Kind of like Christmas is like announced with Black Friday and the first snow and the first Sunday in Advent. Hey, Christmas is coming. Just so you know. And you start to have like all these things going off in your brain. All right, what do I got to do, right? When Matthew gives us that word from Zechariah, the announcement is the king is coming. The king is coming. And as we begin Advent, the triumphal entry of Jesus reminds us who this baby really is. The baby that we're about to celebrate at Christmas reminds us who this baby is and will grow up to be and what he will do. And so it tells us maybe first what kind of king this baby is. He's the king who comes to us. The one who advents. That's what Advent means, actually, is to come to us. He's the one who advents, who comes to us. He doesn't expect us to journey all the way to him. And spiritually, you and I cannot do that anyway, right? We have no strength, spiritually or otherwise, to go to Jesus ourselves. And we are spiritually blind and dead and enemies of God, and we cannot journey to Jesus. No, if we are going to be saved, if we are going to be rescued, we need a king who comes to us, a king who advents. And at Advent, we remember what kind of king he is. He's the king who advents to us as a baby on Christmas. He's the king who one day will advent to us on that final day. And we look forward to that day. But he's the king who comes to us. That's what kind of king he is. But then there's also the way that he comes. So he comes to us, but how does he come to us? And notice when he comes into Jerusalem, what mode of transportation does Jesus use to go into Jerusalem? A war horse? A mighty stallion? How'd he come in? A donkey. A donkey. He's the mighty king who will save the whole world. But he comes humbly on a donkey. That donkey kind of reminds me of other ways that he comes humbly, right? I mean, is this the first time that Jesus was ever on a donkey? No. When Mary was pregnant with Jesus and they traveled to Bethlehem, what mode of transportation did they use then? A donkey. And this is not the only way that Jesus was humble, right? He comes as a savior of the world, but he comes as a baby. And he was not born in mighty Jerusalem. He was born in the little town of Bethlehem. And he was not born in a king's palace, but he was born in a stable. And as he comes to us, he was raised up in the little backwoods, backwater town of Nazareth. You mean Jesus from Nazareth? He's this remarkable miracle worker? And he didn't have a highfalutin white-collar job. What was his trade? A humble carpenter. And there's all sorts of other ways we see Jesus come humbly, but we fast forward to when Jesus is in the upper room. And before he shares that supper with his disciples, what does he do for them? He gets down on his knees and he washes their feet. And then even the way that he saves the whole world, where he does his greatest kingly act. How does he save the world? Humbly on the cross. He is the king who comes to us. But the way that he comes is humbly. And what does he come to do? Nothing less than to bring the kingdom of God, the reign of God into our world. This is what Zechariah is saying to Jerusalem, that your promised king is still coming. And Zechariah was referencing the promise that was made to David, to King David, right? In 2 Samuel chapter 7, hear this promise to David again, where God says to David, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, David, and I will establish his kingdom. And he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom for how long? Forever. And I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure, how long? Forever before me. Your throne shall be established, how long? Forever. That's the promise that Zechariah was referencing. Zechariah was saying that king that was promised from God to David, that king is still coming. God has not forgotten that promise. And so when Jesus comes into Jerusalem, he wants people to get the message. That's why he tells his disciples to prepare. Prepare for the coming of the king. Go grab a donkey. Because the way that I need to come into Jerusalem is as its rightful king. The king who comes humbly. Because it was foretold that the king would come into Jerusalem on what? A donkey. Jesus wants to make sure people get the message that he is the forever king. That he is the one who fulfills 2 Samuel chapter 7 and Zechariah chapter 9, and that he is coming to Jerusalem to usher in the kingdom of God, to usher in the reign of God. And the reign of God is this. It is God's action in Jesus to reclaim and to restore his own creation and to remove from his creation all of Satan's power and all the power of sin. And he also wants to make sure that people know that what happens next in Jerusalem is him bringing that reign of God. And even though it might look humble, that's exactly what he's doing on the cross. Bringing the kingdom of God. Jesus comes to bring God's reign through the cross. And so that's the first word that Zechariah has for you this morning, is a word of announcement. The king is coming. And here's what kind of king he is, here's how he comes, and here is what he comes to do. But remember, there is not one word, but two words, right? Again, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, "Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey." And here's the second word for you. By virtue of giving you this announcement, what does Zechariah want you to do? Prepare. The king is coming, so get ready. It's a word of preparation. And that's what Advent is all about for you and for me. It is preparing for the king. And you prepare by anticipating his coming. Preparation is anticipation. He's coming, therefore you do things to get ready. It's kind of like how all of December leads up to Christmas. Doesn't it feel like that? Like it all converges on Christmas, and it's like everything that you do during the month of December is, all has something to do in some way, shape, or form with Christmas. It's all leading up to that. And so you and I preparing for our King, our lives should look like December always, preparing for Jesus. And we do that in three ways. So one, we prepare for the king's advent by celebrating his first advent. So it's maybe good that we prepare for Christmas and we make such a big deal about Christmas because he's the king who comes and we celebrate his first coming at Christmas. But second, we also anticipate his final coming, his final advent, when he completes his mission and when he comes back on that final day. And so you and I, we live our lives preparing for him to come again. Our whole lives are looking for Jesus to come to us again. But there's a third way. Because we believe that Jesus is king right now. We're not waiting for Jesus to begin his reign when he comes back. We believe that Jesus is king right now. So who is king? Jesus. Right now. He's reigning over all things right now. And we prepare for his final advent by receiving our king as he advents to us right now. Now, you know, I had another pastor once say that, you know, so often you hear this phrase, the second coming of Jesus, like his first coming is at Christmas and his second coming will be when he comes back on the final day. And another pastor say, you know what, maybe we should be saying the final coming of Jesus because we believe that he comes to us again and again and again and again and again. Does he not? He comes to us in his word. He comes to us at our baptism. He comes to us every single Sunday in his body and blood, right? He comes to us all the time. And so we're not waiting for him to come. We're waiting for him to come finally and in power and glory. But we have a Jesus, a king, who comes to us all the time. And he comes to us in humble ways, doesn't he? On a donkey, and then quietly in his word, and then giving us his body and blood Talk about humble. We believe that he reigns over us now, and we might want Jesus to be reigning over us in powerful ways. We might want him to make big changes to our lives and to our world, but friends, faith sees Jesus in his humble ways as powerful ways. And so we have a Jesus who comes to us humbly. And of course, one day we look forward to Jesus not coming humbly anymore, but in power and glory for our good. But until then, we live in a season of Advent. And as his royal subjects, we align our lives to our King and his ways. And we receive his reign now as he advents to us humbly. And that means we do things like confess our sins and receive our King's forgiveness. We spend time in his word, maybe in devotions or Advent midweek services, if you guys want to come, all right? But we spend time in his word and we spend time in prayer because he is the King who reigns over us from his cross. We take moments to savor and cherish what he gives to us in his supper. And you and I, we share his word. We share of his generosity towards us. And we pray with others because we live under the reign of our King. And until his final coming, we are also content with humble circumstances. You and I are content with waiting, even during hard times in our lives, and we are patient for his power and his glory when he comes with it on the final day. We have a stubborn Advent hope. And so, Advent is a season of preparation because our King is coming. He's the Advent King. He came before. He will come again on the final day, and he comes to us now. And we prepare for his final coming by receiving him as he comes to us now. So, dear friends, prepare for a King. In Jesus' name, amen.